He turns to make for the drinks table again, but finds his path blocked by a deluge of satin and skirts. Lady Chizith, he thinks, and her daughter have snuck up on him, and now stand between him and the sweet relief of alcohol. "Your father was such a lovely man, Mr. Mason. I know I speak for my husband as well in extending our deepest condolences," Lady Chizith says, her narrow face crinkled in sympathy that makes Bobby itch. His father was so far in the opposite direction of a lovely man that it's almost comical. "Thank you," he manages, looking briefly to Lady Chizith's daughter, who's fanning herself with a blue feather monstrosity.